I'm a bit sceptical about this, and I've got some sympathy for the greengrocers and butchers who would be hearing this news this afternoon, because they are reportedly two of the worst offenders, butchers and greengrocers, when it comes to ripping off customers with dodgy product measurements. The National Measurement Institute's compliance report has been released for 2015 and 2016. It says 42% of meat retailers and 50% of fruit and veg businesses are non-compliant with measurement law. In other words, that 300 gram steak at the butcher or the packet of salad at the grocer may be lighter than it says on the label. The fruit and veggie industry is aware of the problem, and they're talking about it this afternoon. I want to find out what Martin Clark has got to say, the chief executive of the New South Wales Chamber for Fruit and Veg Industries. Martin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I've always thought that our local fruit and veg man or woman, the local butcher, is as honest as the day is long.
Absolutely. And, we at the New South Wales Chamber, we actually have a program called Your Local Greengrocer, where we're promoting the independent greengrocers and that sort of thing to the consumers. And certainly when you look at some of the trends that are happening in the industry, we're seeing a large rise in pre-packed product and all that sort of thing, which is replacing where people used to go in and buy their fruit and veg and then take it through to the checkout where it'd be weighed and charged.
But if it's pre-packed, wouldn't that mean that we would know with more certainty how much it weighs?
Yeah, well, what happens with it is that you've got a fresh product that when it is packed, it is weighed and it's marked up with the correct weight. But naturally, being the type of product that it is, it has a certain amount of shrinkage through moisture loss and things like that can lighten it up.
Now, but so there's shrinkage issues.
Shrinkage is one of the things that happens with it. And certainly...
Wouldn't retailers therefore overcompensate then and put a bit of extra in just to make sure that they've compensated for the potential shrinkage?
Yes, and they're doing that. And what has been happening over the past couple of years is that as more and more retailers are packing their own lines, then they are overcompensating and packing a little bit more in there, but they haven't arrived at the exact spot at this point of time. So
you're putting this down to an accident as opposed to businesses thinking, I know what I'll do here, I'll just charge people a little bit more for a little bit less.
Yeah, no, it's not the case. And certainly when you read the whole of the report from the National Measurement Institute, they make that comment. They say that some people are not aware of it, and once they've been spoken to and that sort of thing, they certainly correct the problems.
Right.
One of the things that can happen and has happened in the past and all that sort of thing with new staff and training and a new sort of process is that they forget to zero the scales with the packaging weight because the weight inside has got to be the net weight, not the weight with the package.
Okay.
So that's happened in the past as well.
Right. Well, look, I think we'll give you the benefit of the doubt on this because, I mean, my experience has been, and I think most butchers and greengrocers, they rely on that goodwill back and forth between them and the customer for their business to continue and to succeed. And the last thing they're going to be doing is trying to rip people off for a few cents here or a few kilos there. Nice to talk to you, Martin. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Martin Clark, the Chief Executive of the New South Wales Chamber of Fruit and Veggie Industries. Who would have thought shrinkage affecting butchers and greengrocers in a whole new way? Ron, hello.
Hi, how are you, Ben?
I'm well, Ron.
Good. Mate, I'm a butcher, mate. We're fifth generation butchers, a shire.
Mm.
And, mate, look, this is ridiculous. It's about these weights and measures, you know. And we even have to tear off, like, you know, we cry back our corned beef. The whole bag is teared off before it's weighed, and then after bag's cut off. So, like, there's twice as much as weight is taken off than you're actually getting in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Even the little plastic bags that you put your meat in and put on the count on the scale, they're teared off. I mean, this is just, and to say that there's 40 something percent of butchers not compliant is absolutely ridiculous. I'm just sick of everyone having a go at the poor old bloody butcher, you know?
Well, Ron, that was my immediate reaction when I heard about this afternoon, and that's why I got a representative on from the Chamber of Fruit and Vegetable Industries. The meat industry isn't talking about it this afternoon, but that's exactly why they got them on, because it just seemed unbelievable to me.
It's just ridiculous, you know. I mean, I'm sick of these damn government departments coming out of them, get like you would.
Yeah, and look, Ron, there'd be plenty of occasions where people would be receiving more than they're paid for, but we don't hear about that. Your phone was just breaking up, so I had to say goodbye there.